everyone. I'm Leslyn Keefe. I'm president of the board of directors at the Lipedema Project and director of research. Welcome to Living Well with Lipedema. Today, I have an excerpt from an interview that I did with Dr. Sean Baker on his daily podcast. Dr. Baker is an orthopedic surgeon who advocates for a carnivore diet. He runs a membership community called Rivero. And in this excerpt, I talk about inflammation and swelling associated with lipedema and how high carb intake can exacerbate all of this.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned inflammation because there was a large systematic review, meta-analysis of quite a few studies looking at low-carb ketogenic diets for inflammation in regard to chronic pain and neuroinflammation. And they found something like the vast majority of the studies saw a significant reduction in inflammation across the board with those types of things. So I think clearly, and that's something I saw as a surgeon, just the amount of swelling people would have postoperatively was greatly decreased with, you know, low-carb ketogenics and animal-based diets. And so I think that's something that there's definitely something there.
What's happening with the lymphatic system is the carbs are actually inflammatory to the lymphatic system. And so, for instance, on a mouse study, they wanted to induce a metabolic syndrome in mice. So what did they do? They fed them a high fructose diet. And then they looked at what was happening inside the lymphatic systems. And the mice on this high fructose diet, the lumen inside their lymphatics was so swollen that it reduced their transport capacity by as much as 50%. And so now you're not evacuating that stagnant fluid. And so here's what's interesting is a lymphatic system actually has crosstalk with the nearby adipose tissue. And if there is an acute inflammation like an infection, it contributes to lipolysis or breaking down of the nearby fat to power the lymphatic system to help with that immune emergency. But if there's a chronic inflammation, such as with that excessive adipose tissue deposition, it's going to cause more fat to come in because it feels that there's a need for energy stores for a long time. And so you get that fat proliferation. So now if you have a lot of fructose in your diet, or I think probably other inflammatory carbs, you're going to have stagnant fluid because you have reduced transport capacity. And that stagnant fluid is going to send a signal of chronic inflammation. Let's cause more fluid to be here. And then the other thing is that the lymphatic system is responsible for transport of long-chain fatty acids as well as fat-soluble vitamins. And so now we're getting if we're not eating fat, we're not giving the fuel to our lymphatic system to do what it needs to do, to grow new vessels or whatever it needs to do. And it also is meaning we're getting a possible vitamin deficiencies in our body, you know, systemically. And women with lipedema, they did one study showing the values for vitamin D are actually lower than the general population. They tend to have, and that may contribute to their inability to lose weight because they have such low vitamin D. And it ends up also contributing to mood disorders. So they did a fantastic controlled trial with women with breast cancer, lymphedema in their arm. And so they had one group that did what they called the weight loss diet group. So they had Nutrisystem, okay, full of fructose. And then the other group did exercise. And then it had one group that did the Nutrisystem and the exercise. And they wanted to see what happened. Did they lose weight? And did the swelling go down? Because every other study in the past, you lost as little as 7 pounds, the swelling in your arm would go down. Okay, in that study, they lost weight on the Nutrisystem, but the arm swelling did not go down. And so this is, I found just totally amazing. And the researchers were presenting this at a lymphedema conference. They're going, we cannot figure out what happened. They lost weight and usually the swelling would go down. I happened to be doing a presentation after them. And so I don't think they were that pleased with me, but I said, I think I know what happened. I think that at least contributed to that they had this high fructose, low calorie, low fat diet. And then the lymphatic system was so inflamed, it couldn't reduce the swelling, even though they lost weight. But there is such a barrier to understanding that, of course, it must be better to eat a plant-based, low-calorie, low-fat diet. This must be better for weight management. It must be better for health. And so when the outcomes don't match up, there's a total inability to understand what's happening.
That was such a fun interview that I did with Dr. Sean Baker, and really appreciate his having me, as well as several of other of us from the Lipedema Simplified and Lipedema Project community, on as guests. It's a wonderful resource about the carnivore diet. And I'd also like to give a big thank you to all of you, our listeners. If you haven't already subscribed to our daily flash briefings of tips, tools, and research about lipedema, you can subscribe at Apple, Spotify, Amazon Alexa, or here at this website, lipedema-simplified.org/flash, where you'll find an archive of all of our flash briefings. You can now also follow Living Well with Lipedema on Amazon Music and get new episodes when they become available. Thanks for listening, and I hope you'll join us again next time for another Living Well with Lipedema flash briefing.